Hi there. The word for you today is on getting what you want. Numbers chapter 27 begins with these words, "The daughters of Zelophehad stood before Moses." Now, the story of the daughters of Zelophehad teaches us three important lessons. The first is, you've got to be willing to do something about the problem or the situation. Complaining doesn't change anything, and it usually just makes you more miserable. With millions of people entering the Promised Land, other women were in the same predicament. Nothing changed until these five women got proactive and refused to accept the status quo. That took courage. Going before Moses was like appealing to the Supreme Court. But you know what? Solutions are only found when you decide to pray, trust God, face your problem head on, and do something about it. Second lesson in this story is you've got to be clear about what you want. So what do you want to happen or maybe to stop happening? When you don't know where you're going, any road will get you there. You've got to have a clear goal in mind. These five women believed that they were entitled to the same land, the same blessing that the male members of any family received. And they refused to settle for less. And as a result, God gave it to them. He did. And you know what? He'll do the same for you. Paul writes in Galatians 6, verse 9, "Let us not grow weary while doing good. For in due season we shall reap, if we do not lose heart." The third lesson in this story is, you've got to refuse to be deterred by opinions, policies, and traditions. Under the law of Moses, women weren't even numbered as part of the congregation. Can you imagine the shape the church would be in today if we still lived by that policy? Many times in Scripture, God altered the norm in response to bold faith and changed the destiny of individuals. And what He did for them, He will do for you. And that is the word for you today.